How would you like to ramp up your club's game day atmosphere? Big Screen Video is giving 10 lucky sports clubs the chance to win a $10,000 grant towards their own digital scoreboard. Register now at iCanWin.com.au/BSV.
A great pleasure to welcome this man. He's hung around kindly for a few minutes to have a chat with us, having just called the game. SEN soccer expert, former Socceroo, of course, Archie Thompson's with us. G'day, Archie.
Hey, mate.
Should we start with the positive or the negative? What's your
August? Or did you start with a negative and end with a positive? I don't know. I feel that we started the game really well. Composed. We knew we were going to be up against it. They've got quality all over the park. And I know that the French team are missing some key players, but you look at that starting lineup. Majority of them play for Barcelona, yep. Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. Yep. Tottenham. So already you're thinking, okay, we're behind the eight ball there. But we started well. It was good. But then, just lapses in concentration when needed. But if I'm going to keep spinning on this positive here. But with Craig Goodwin, he pops up, scores the winner. The first goal. And this is a boy that at 31 years old, I think he is, didn't look like he would go into a World Cup. And within the space of a couple of years, he's, one of the best players in the A-League. And he's on the world stage against France, opening his account. Now, throw a negative question at me now, because it's all pretty much negative from all the...
Our World Cup update is for Kraken, of course. You can start your crypto journey with Kraken. To get in the game, visit kraken.com. Broadcast sponsor, of course, of SEN's coverage of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. So it was 4-1 in the end, and it could have been more. And the Aussies were, let's be honest, a tad punch drunk by the final whistle, unfortunately. But the goal in the ninth minute, Harry Suter, really impressive. Laser crossfield ball, Matt Leckie's touch, the delivery, and then up pops Adelaide United's Craig Goodwin with the roofed finish. Yeah, that was magnificent.
Well, that's what needed to happen for the Socceroos to score against a great opposition like the French. All the moon stars all aligned.
Three big moments of quality.
It was the solar eclipse, and then it was the wonderful finish. And it was like one of those moments where dare we dream. Like, you look at all the pictures across areas where they were watching it in Fed Square. Always when the Socceroos are playing in a World Cup, that's always full. Everyone was jumping over everyone, and that was the excitement. And, unfortunately with football, it's played over 90 minutes, not 11 or 9 or whatever the goal was scored. Like you said, it was just a big gulf in class.
Yeah, Rabiot scored from the equaliser from that recycled set piece in the 27th minute. Olivier Giroud, the veteran, who probably shouldn't be there because Karim Benzema is absent, so he scored a brace. And then I wanted to get to Kylian Mbappe, who terrorised Australia right throughout the 90 minutes, scored himself, set up several others. And poor old Nathaniel Atkinson, who had the task at right back of stopping him, who was left isolated a lot throughout the 90, but it's easy to say and perhaps more difficult to execute. Could he have been given more help, Nathaniel Atkins?
Well, the thing is that, in those sort of positions, when you've got someone of that quality, normally one of those midfielders or central defenders comes across to help. But the fact is that when you've got that much speed, it's so difficult for a midfielder to get over there in the first place. And unfortunately for... it happened to Aziz Bajic on the other side. Mm. You can't forget because
Dembele.
It was a foot race at one stage there where I saw, Aziz Bajic had a good 3 yards to close that ball down, and Dembele just went past him. You've got to have defenders, and there's not too many around in the world that can match that sort of speed. And Mbappe, the guy's incredible. I mean, not many people can keep, and we're talking. Some of the world-class defenders can keep him in their pocket.
Yep.
And again, just the quality shone through. But it was a couple of mistakes early on. Like I said, the first goal, lapse in concentration with the second phase of a corner kick. And, Nathaniel Atkinson just dawdles a little bit. Wasn't helped with Jackson Irvine's ball, which was a bit bobbly. At that level, you can't dawdle on
the ball. You can't. Mitch Duke's long-range strike didn't miss by much. Jackson Irvine hits the woodwork, of course. So there's what-if moments. But, look, the French probably could have added a couple more as well. So where does it leave us, Archie? We needed to keep things respectable. We saw there was no coming back from that 4-0 loss to Germany back in 2010 where we went 1-1-1 in our three games. Tunisia next at 9 o'clock on Saturday, PM our time.
Yeah, it's hard.
It was a draw in that game too, by the way, which keeps it open.
Which has helped us. Ideally, you'd like to win both those games, yep. but they're no slouches. Any team that's in a World Cup are no slouch. So it's obviously going to be difficult, but you know, anything's possible. We just need to forget about this one. We knew that it was always going to be difficult to get any result. So it's just dust yourself off the canvas which we're on and see what we can do.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about stoppage time, which has been a real talking point. There was a funny tweet from Sam Wallace during the match saying, Qatar has the world's largest naturally occurring resource of stoppage time. What's going on with the stoppage time?
Well, mate, yeah, I know, because I would have loved to have been tucked up in bed a lot earlier. And then even for this one, I looked and it was like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? I know that they scored a couple of goals, but
there's
seven
an injury
minutes.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just before you depart, Jared's called in from West Melbourne. He's got some thoughts on the match, Archie, and perhaps some positives to take out of it. G'day, Jared.
How you going, fellas?
We're well. Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment, you know, I think it's a big achievement for us getting there. I think this generation of our squad and our whole team, you know, I don't think we're really there, but it was a heartwarming moment for me and my family just to stand round and sing the national anthem with the team, and I thought that was wonderful.
Oh, good on you, Jared. Good on you. You know, it is an achievement to be there. We're up against, if we want to rewind all the way back to Peru and Dancing Wiggles and such, then it was an amazing achievement to be there. But now that we are there, Jared, I guess the competitiveness in the Aussie psyche says we want to go on and do something.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Yeah. So Denmark-Tunisia was the draw in the other game, which does at least keep it open in Group D. Just before you go, Archie, Pete's in Paran. He's got some thoughts. He's proud of the Australian performance this morning as well. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, similar to Jared, we're extremely proud in our household to be Australian. I mean, what Jared said is absolutely spot on. There's over 200 countries that compete for a place. Only 32 make it. We just got there, which with a team we had, the injuries, all the rest of it. Amazing effort, incredible effort to be on the world stage. To score a goal in that sort of a caliber of a game against the caliber of players we were playing against, phenomenal. That's not taking away anything from us. And we watched most of it and had to leave for work and listen to the rest on SCN. But the effort, the score does not matter. It's the show that we've put on the park. And our guys are doing a phenomenal job. Honestly, the result does not matter here. We're competing with ourselves more so in terms of being able to show our best, put our best foot forward, and that's what we're doing. I'm telling you, we can hold our heads up high proudly today.
Good on you, Pete. Great to have you call in this morning. And the French just so deep, aren't they? No Benzema we spoke about, no N'Golo Kante we spoke about, others missing as well. But Mbappe, Giroud, Griezmann, some real quality there in the end. So it's 4-1, but Tunisia, Denmark drew earlier, so at least we can keep things positive, Archie. The door is ajar in Group D, and who knows what could happen against Tunisia at 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
Exactly, and that's the sort of message I love to hear from supporters and fans, because it can be easily, when you go down 4-1, there can be some really a lot of negative spin when it comes to supporters and what they think about stuff. But it is, we should be proud that we're there, and we've just got to compete. And like I said, the door's not completely shut. We've got a foot in there and we're stopping it. And it might be hurting because they're slamming that door, but it's still an opportunity.
Great opening goal to take out of it as well. And Craig Goodwin speaking now to the broadcasters, SBS over there in our Wakra. Great job this morning, Archie. Well done to you and Jordan Canellis, who did a superb job bringing the game to life here on SEN. So enjoy a bit of shut eye and we'll speak again soon.
Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Great Archie Thompson joining us there. Melbourne Victory legend, former Socceroo. Great to have him in the SEN studio.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.